The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Did you know that there are 12,000 ant species? Probably many more, in fact. And of course, in most species, where there's one ant, there are lots and lots more of her sisters around. In fact, ants are the dominant small animal on Earth. In the Brazilian Amazon, for instance, where scientists have actually counted the richness and diversity of the creatures living there, ants outweigh all the vertebrates put together. And that's a lot of ants. They come in a mind-blowing variety of sizes and shapes and specializations. Some are so tiny they're difficult to see, though they can sting like crazy. Others, like the scavenging dinosaur ant, can reach 2 inches in length. Some ants are rare, like the pitchfork ants of Latin America, so named for their enormous jaws with needle-sharp tines, which are sometimes so long they wrap around the back of the ant's head. These specialized pitchforks make it possible for the ants to prey on polyxenid millipedes, which are protected with a dense coat of long bristles. Polyxenids are the porcupines of the millipede world, and pitchfork ants are their only known predators. They are able to slip their long tines through the bristles, stab and kill the millipedes, and then conveniently carry their vanquished prey aloft back to the nest.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.